Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Says with delay.
A little reverb?
No, echo. You can't echo. Manually do reverb.
Yeah, you can't do reverb. You can do delay, or you can do echo.
603-283-6160. We've got a couple callers on hold. We'll get to them momentarily in the studio tonight here on the Sunday Night Edition of Free Talk Live. It's
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
And... I am your host, yes. Ricardo Montalban. Welcome to Fantasy Island.
Hey, the plane, the balloon.
No, I'm kidding. I'm the captain, and it's Free Talk Live. Before we go on with our program and get to your calls, Free Talk Live listeners, we are asking you for a big favor. As you perhaps know, Ian Freeman, this show's founder, was recently convicted of various victimless crimes. He's facing up to 20 years in prison. We can argue all day long as to if the jury was mistaken or not, but that's not going to get us anywhere. What will be helpful is for you to write a letter to the Honorable Joseph LaPlante about Ian's character, how he has helped the community or helped you or helped somebody you know, and why you think he deserves a light sentence. Also, say things about yourself that give your opinion weight with the government workers, such as, I'm a former military, or I used to work in, or I ran for office, or whatever. If you held office, if you have a stellar career as a volunteer, things like that would be important things for you to mention. Ian is a selfless guy that has always tried to do what he thinks is the right thing. As long as I've known him, it would be a tragedy if he had to spend any time in prison at all. We need these letters quickly, so do not put it off. Send your letter for Ian Freeman to 63 Emerald Street, number 610, Keene, New Hampshire, 03431. If you didn't get all that written down, it's okay. You can find all the info you need at letters.freetalklive.com. Again, letters.freetalklive.com. Thank you to everybody who has sent a letter already, but if you're going to send one, please do it soon. We need them. Letters.freetalklive.com. All right, we could talk more about these parents suing social media companies for lack of parenting skills, but let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Greg in New York calling. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I very much agree with what you guys are saying. And before I launch into my libertarian rant, my left libertarian rant, I just wanted to say I totally agree about Ian. If there's anything I can do to help direct people there, and for me personally, anytime I dealt with him, he's always like a stickler for honesty, like the truth.
Yes.
And that alone shows that if he would have to do some business with people, I think, then he would try, never to mislead anyone about it.
Absolutely.
So people have to understand that. Yeah, it sucks, the mismatch between the moral, ethical character of a man and the government's idea of what is a crime, I suppose.
Yeah, but, it sure does. And also, I understand why he took the jury trial. Because, he figured his chances were better, rather than just going, okay, whatever, or taking a plea deal or whatever. I, after seeing this trial go down in person, I was there. I saw that I have zero faith in juries whatsoever. I think it's a horrible idea.
And honestly, I was always told by attorneys, jury trial is not the way to go, typically.
Yeah, they do say.
It's like convincing however many people, what is it, 12?
Yeah.
Convincing 12 people versus one, and you see how easy it is to convince them. Like, they just want to go home. They don't even care half the time.
Yeah, but were they his, you know? Were they his peers?
No, absolutely not. No, there's and there's so many layers to that.
They went out of their way to make sure nobody on the jury had any cryptocurrency involvement whatsoever. Which is the retarded, I mean, the most retarded thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, here's a guy you're accusing of doing things involving cryptocurrency. Wouldn't you want people experienced in that particular thing to be on the jury?
At the very least,
they understand it?
Yeah, not picking them out, you know, because they don't actually care about what the true definition of what your peer is.
Yeah.
They maybe just didn't want them to be biased.
Greg?
Yeah, it's like those Congress people who make the laws but have absolutely no idea how the Internet actually functions.
It's a series of tubes.
Lots of wires
it's
in there, too.
SOPA. It's going to be, I know. It's all this stuff. You're lucky if you could get one person to understand how the Internet works in Congress. Crazy. Yeah,
much less a jury.
So I just wanted to say, you know, I'm a libertarian, but I come at this from a perspective that government works together with capital, with corporations. And once you see it, you can't unsee it. So I agree with you. But, like, here's what happens. In the past, it was just by convention that one person in the family worked at corporations and the other person mostly, like, took care of the household because it didn't automate, like, the stuff. You know, dishes, laundry, like it was not automated.
Right.
Okay. Once it became automated, both parents were free to, you know, you would think, get some leisure. But no, the corporations said, oh, women's liberation, great. You know what you should do with your life? You should climb the corporate ladder. You should lean in and do 10 hours a day. Whereas, like, I would say to both sexes, like, lean up. Like, spend time with your own children.
Right.
Because what happens is, it's like, no, don't worry about that. We'll put them in the government school. And then the government school is going to teach them how to be nice little corporate drones and work for that corporation. Hmm. You know, never mind the fact that when they grow up, the bots will do everything already that they're training them to do. So, but anyway, it's silly because the good economy is when no one spends time with their kids. Everyone specializes. Everyone becomes, you know, partner at their law firm or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just see that as a rat race, you know, it's like anathema to actually enjoying your life and, like, taking care of your own kids. And the parents that took care of you, you stick them in nursing homes, let's say, because, like, well, I can't take care of them. I got to work.
Right.
I got to pay the bills.
Well, and it's interesting, too, because that all also coincides with food production moving out of the household. Right, I think it was in the, I don't know, World War II era when that really happened. Before then, food production was a part of everybody's daily household activities. Whether you were a hunter, a fisher, a gardener, or whatever, families, by and large, were still growing and raising their own food within their communities, if not individually as families by themselves. And so, when the automation of food production really kicked into high gear, then we saw, as you say, Greg, that sort of freeing of the time from these household duties. No longer did you have to grind your own meat and can your own vegetables every season and, you know, all these things.
I have soup in a can. I don't have to spend all this time.
Right.
Yeah.
So folks were able to get some of that free time. And of course, it all went horribly awry.
But, like, I also think that we are one of the most irresponsible generations ever. Like, we think we're so smart because we have all this information, right?
Yeah.
But we're living on an ecological credit card. So, like, take all these companies, like Coca-Cola, Snapple. Like, in my lifetime, they switched from, like, glass bottles to plastic. And it's not just any plastic. It's, like, non-biodegradable, right? So they put out metric tons of this stuff every day. And they, like, fill it. But they tell you can't have a straw. You can't have
yeah, seriously.
Paper straw with your plastic.
I mean, and
even better,
mention,
they wrap the paper straw
in plastic.
And not to mention all the other stuff that comes with that, like plastic, for example, like all the hormone, you know, disrupting properties it has. And, you know, I mean, we just saw that chemical spill in Ohio.
No, we didn't.
That's used
to
make...
No, we didn't. We didn't see that.
That did happen.
Not happen. Did not happen.
I'm sorry.
But, you know,
that... There was a chemical spill? Where? You know, I heard nothing about
train?
It.
What?
I only watch mainstream media. I heard nothing about it.
So those toxic chemicals are used to make plastics. So why are we even creating these things that could kill us? You know, what is... Why?
You know why? Because industry works with government. And in the capitalist system, I'm sorry to say, as a libertarian, it's that they tell you, the individual, always, it keeps you distracted. They're like, you could recycle. You'd be a hero. Recycle. Meanwhile, like, they ship it all to China. It's a giant scam.
Get an electric car.
In a free market, I don't think we'd have to worry about stuff like that because your dollar is your vote. Like, it's right. It's based on demand. And honestly, if the people want plastic, then they get plastic. Like, that's just how it works. You know, and I don't want plastic, well, so I don't buy plastic.
So before the, we'll call it the invention of corporations, right? Corporations are a government construct. Right, they're also a human construct, but they were created by governments. And so governments have made it so by telling corporations what they can and can't do, because that's what governments do. They have made it so these corporations can only proceed in the pursuit of more profit, and that's it. That is their sole motivation. Whereas prior to the invention of corporations, we saw a lot of family businesses. Mm-hmm. Think of Sanford and Son. Right, you used to see a lot of so and so and sons or son and mm-hmm. or such and such family business. Now, these businesses were incentivized to create their good or services at a price that people could afford to pay, but they had to proceed with a much greater risk factor. Right, they had to proceed much more carefully. The same thing happened with banks, believe it or not. The first banks were just individuals who had like some secure place that they could keep other people's stuff for them, you know, their goods, their valuables, that kind of a thing. And they went to great lengths to reduce the amount of risk that they did. Banks today, because they are corporations, are only motivated to make more money, to lend out as much as possible, to create money out of thin air, creating debt, and just going after more and more profit rather than maintaining a healthy profit margin with very little risk, which is what used to happen.
And I want to just add this, because I agree that the free market could operate like sometimes on small scales, and I really like that. But when you get to these large scales, it's like you're too small to like affect it. I'll give you an example, like factory farms, right? Mm-hmm. If you just leave the free market to itself, like a factory farm, it's just more efficient. Like, sure, it keeps animals in horrendous conditions. And sure, you know, if you're not the customer, you're the product, right? But at the end of the day, like, that hamburger coming out of it costs $1 less, and therefore it wins in the market. So, like, there is no market mechanism to, you know, to make these companies not cut corners, not put these externalities that will, you know, destroy the environment, overfish. If they can do it, they'll do it. Well, they'll interrupt you at dinner.
But certainly government doesn't provide that either.
Yeah, neither one of them. I'm saying, like, these right. big structures, they're just going to, like, but they'll always tell you. They'll always tell you the individual, like, for example, the government will put high fructose corn syrup in everything, right? And then they'll be like, oh, obesity, diabetes? Oh, yeah, just go exercise. Diet and exercise is your thing. It's like,
hey, take a drug.
I can't remember the government ever telling me to diet and exercise.
No.
I can only remember them ever telling me the wrong things, the
go
food pyramid.
Yeah.
Yeah, like eat lots of carbs. You know, oh, you're hurting? No, it's okay. You can sit out of kickball today, you know, in the gym class, that kind of a thing. Like, I don't remember government ever encouraging me, you know, to do anything that was truly positive.
Right, beneficial to yourself. It's always,
exactly. Anyway, another time I'll call in, I'll say, but basically we the people, we need to organize our own technology, our own tools, and self-organize. And I always say this, we've already done this. I mean, you have personal computers, personal printers, personal blogs, websites. I mean, we do things that our ancestors relied on the post office, right? And then the email got invented. Yeah. We don't rely on it anymore. So I think we just need, like, better tools to opt out of the system, because we got to educate our own kids, like, show them love. You know?
Agreed. And, hey, Greg, thank you for the call. We appreciate you, man. 603-283-6160. Greg is spot on a bunch of things. I like him a lot. If you want to find out more, Greg operates Intercoin. I believe it's intercoin.org.
Oh, I totally didn't even put that together. That was the same Greg.
Yep, that's Greg.
Cool.
I like what he touched on, you know, what he was saying about government schools.
Yeah.
And how it's packaged. Like, well, it comes out of your tax money that's built into your mortgage. You won't even see it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the money like the tax money that comes out of your paycheck.
Yeah.
If you had to pay that quarterly, like, self-employed people?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the end.
Yeah. But they hide it on you on purpose.
Yeah.
It's so that you don't realize. You don't go, wait a minute, they're stealing this from me.
Yeah. Just a little bit, though.
Well, they're still stealing.
Yeah.
You know? It's like
I mean, like 30-40% out of your paycheck. I mean, that's more than a little bit.
Yeah, certainly it is. And then if you, that's not only out of your paycheck, if you include things like sales tax, property tax.
Yeah, that is not right.
All the fees for all the government services you have to pay, your license, your tags, your registration, your insurance that's mandatory, anything that's taxed, your phone system.
Your income is. Absolutely.
But you're paying tax on your on money that's already taxed.
Yes.
So your net that you take home, you buy something, you got to pay tax on it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then if it's a car, you pay tax on it, then you get property tax.
Double dipping
and
all over
the
place.
Yeah, like how is that not double dipping?
But then, sell your used car, they still tax it.
Yeah.
So it's already been taxed.
Yeah.
Now you're
it's been
your
taxed like four times already. Right. How many times are we going to tax this car, man?
It's basically, if you transact, they believe that you should be taxed.
Right. And it's like the PayPal thing now. And I don't know if that's gone into effect, the $600 thing. But if you're selling something on eBay,
the $600,
and you bought something at a store and you paid the tax on it, and now resell it, you got to pay tax again.
And now think about this, too, because they started talking about passing this $600 thing where like they're going to monitor all your transactions that are more than $600, $600 or more.
You get a 1099 from eBay.
And then they flood the market with, what did they do, $7 billion, $1 trillion, however. They flooded the market in the last 3 years with something like 40-50% of all the U.S. dollars that have ever been created since COVID.
Right.
Right? So now that's made the value of your dollar go down. So in reality, they're monitoring, all of your transactions that are worth more than, say, $300 because they've inflated the money supply.
Well, there's no inflation.
Your money is worth less now. So now a $600 transaction is more like what used to be a $300 transaction just 3 years ago.
Yep, two is the new one. Guess they're breaking out those $2 bills.
Like, 20 I love these new $1 bills.
They added a zero.
20 is the new five. Let's go to your calls. We have Gigi in South Carolina. Gigi, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, everyone.
Hi, Gigi.
Number one, I would like to say, as someone who enjoys listening to this program for a long time, as well as someone who is always treated with nothing but courtesy and professionalism, I do not feel, this is just my personal opinion, that anyone has ever been nor is currently abusive to David from New Mexico. The fact that you always take his calls and permit him to exercise his right to express his various opinions speaks for itself. This is just one lady's opinion. Now, my other reason for calling is I would like to know, after all these objects flying over our so-called airspace were shot down, as well as NORAD shooting down something over Canada's airspace, where are the Joint Chiefs? Where is the president? Where is the military? Where is intelligence? I feel like I'm living through that comedy movie that was made famous by Alan Arkin and Jonathan Winters. The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. And I say it, I thank God you're giggling, because I feel like this is all nonsense.
It absolutely is nonsense.
Wait till we start shooting down the robot birds.
I know. That's nuts.
Oh, my God. I feel like I'm living in the middle of a movie.
Yeah, it feels like the Twilight Zone sometimes. Like, what's
going
on
here? I forgot about that. I used to watch that when I was a kid growing up.
Yeah. Yeah,
And Nikki, I want to say something especially to you. You always conduct yourself like a professional and a lady.
Thank you, Gigi. I appreciate that.
I never feel that you are abusive to any caller.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
But sometimes the hosts.
Off the air, though.
Yeah, during the commercial breaks, you got to hear this.
She cracks that way.
You crack me up. I know for a fact I've heard David attempt to call other radio programs that I have listened to.
Really?
Oh,
and they make it very
programs?
Clear to this man, you're not permitted to call into our show, and they click him off.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think he is. He's banned from several radio shows
yes,
because
ma'am.
He does
that
the
is,
thing
that
where
is
he
correct.
Repeatedly
that
calls
is
in, but like
that
just
is
keeps
correct.
Talking about the same thing yeah. over and over again. It's like, come on, bring some fresh material.
Well, I would also like to hear something positive and constructive
mm-hmm. yeah.
and less caustic.
We need more calls like Gigi's.
Yeah. And whatever
well,
phone you're
you know
using,
what?
Gigi,
I
that is awesome.
I don't always agree with
phone.
Everything that various hosts say. However, I value that you permit people to call and express their opinions because it reinforces civil liberties, of which I'm very sensitive about, and I like the format.
Well, Gigi, we appreciate you, and thank you for the call tonight. 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join us here on Free Talk Live. It is true. You only have the rights that you exercise.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If you do not exercise a right, you do not have it. So you need to be not only cognizant of the rights that you wish to have and thus exercise, but you need to make a list of which ones are important to you and what order so you can prioritize them for yourself as an individual and then determine how or what actions you want to take to make sure you can do that. If you want to make sure that you exercise the right of self-defense, well, that's going to mean different things to different people. For some people, it's going to mean buying a security camera for their mm-hmm. house. For other people, it's going to mean, hey, I'm going to go take some firearms training and learn how to work guns. For other people, it's going to be taking a class in jiu-jitsu or taekwondo or something.
Or all of the above.
It could be all of the above.
Getting
it
a robot
be,
bird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and then help. And then teaching your children those things. Right? Getting them to a place where they have identified what rights are and what are important to them.
Mm-hmm.
That is a very important thing that I think goes overlooked way too frequently. No thanks in part, of course, to the public school system, which I loathe. It's horrible. It's a horrible, horrible
it's
idea.
It's a terrible place.
What? Why on earth? Think of any other organization, right? If they had your children. Let's go... I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States
yeah,
of Coca-Cola.
Yeah, that weird cult
right?
mentality.
Yeah. To the United States of Walmart. To the United States of Home Depot. Right? If any other organization had your children for 12 years for driving around an 8-hour day, 5 days a week, what do you think is going to happen to them? You think they're going to be well-adjusted humans? They're not. More Free Talk Live coming up, 603-283-6160.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is detailing a confrontational meeting with his Chinese counterpart, Wang Yi. The pair met in Germany on Saturday to discuss how to manage the U.S.-China relationship responsibly so conflict doesn't escalate to a Cold War. Blinken said he made it clear there would be serious consequences if China provided lethal support for Russia in its war against Ukraine. The U.S. is providing $100 million in disaster relief aid to Turkey and Syria after a devastating earthquake slammed the country. countries earlier this month. More than 46,000 people were killed in the quake. The church where Jimmy Carter has attended and taught is asking for prayers for the former president. It was announced this week that the 98-year-old Carter will spend his remaining time at home with his family under hospice care. Several states in the northern plains and upper Midwest will have to deal with possible blizzard conditions this week. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Come on! I just threw some James Brown in there. That's my James Brown impersonation. That's the extent of it.
That's awesome.
It's one word. It's not
that's
even a word.
That's all you need.
H-E-H isn't really a word, but you got to get that sort of wheezy, like that breath before the ha.
Yeah.
You got to
that's the technique.
Like you're about
you be
to
out of breath.
Like you're about to cough up a... You know, a lung cookie? Yeah.
A lung cookie?
Yeah. Lung butter.
Never heard
lung butter,
that.
Yes.
Lung butter.
Thank you. Yeah. Lung butter, lung cookies.
That's a new one for me.
Oh, really?
Lung butter?
That must be regional.
Maybe. I don't know, though. If it is, I've certainly spread it to more than one region.
Good. Keep your lung cookies
keep
to
your
yourself,
lung butter
sir.
To your, spread that lung
they're
butter.
All over many regions. They're hard to get off the windshield when they dry up. Yeah. It is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the captain.
Steve Classic.
And Nikki.
Steve Classic.
Hey.
Sometimes I snort when I giggle. So, got that going for me.
Lung butter.
It's funny because lung butter is only one sound away from lung buster, which is what I used to call cigarettes.
Oh, like, that's a good
hey
one.
Hey, man,
I like
bum me a lung buster.
Ooh, I'm going to take that.
Which will lead to lung butter.
You know what I was thinking?
No, I don't. I'm not a mind reader.
Well, I was going to tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
I was thinking Ledbetter by whatever that band's called.
Ledbetter.
Right?
Captain, continue.
Come on, yeah, whatever.
Moving right along. I have to say thank you to Brody. Brody is a silver level amplifier. That means he is kind enough to send $5 a month our way to help advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. What is an amplifier? What does it mean to advertise, market, promote, and support this program? Well,
hey!
Well, James, let me tell you. We have very few, possibly as many as zero advertisers for this program, and that means we are supported by listeners. If you enjoy the perspective of freedom, liberty, peace, and prosperity that we bring, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, the callers, the cast of colorful characters that we bring you 7 nights a week here on Free Talk Live, please visit amps.freetalklive.com to find out how you can help us get this show onto more radio stations, get our podcast better promoted, get our satellite offerings. We do offer this show on some satellites around the world, so we could be doing more. We're on something like 180 radio stations now. We could be on more, 200, 250, 300 radio stations, not out of the question. It's all up to you. Visit amps.freetalklive.com and become an amplifier. Thank you again, Brody. We appreciate you. All right, moving right along, let's go to, we have Stanley calling from New Mexico. Stanley, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call.
What's
two items. Somewhere in my memory, I recall the peers being determined or defined as merely the residents or citizens of the same county. It doesn't have to be the same profession, same age, same
gender.
Is that the
government then changing the definition of peer to, you know, from like the dictionary definition?
And I'm going to bring out a failure of my own. I do not have a copy of Black's Law Dictionary in my house. I should. Every citizen should. And wondering about the definition, probably Black's Law Dictionary would define it and give the court case or cases in which that definition was recalled from the writings of the original founders.
So the reason I ask this, of course, is because government is known for changing definitions from the commonly understood definition to something far more, in their favor. Do you have something, Steve?
Well, according to Black's Law Dictionary, which I don't have a copy, I used my magic rectangle to check this out.
Okay.
It says the definition and citation equals those who are a man's equals in rank and station. So a man could be a woman, could be they, them.
Okay. Well, if that's what Black's Law Dictionary says, then my memory of it peer being just a resident of the same county is wrong.
But not necessarily, though, because he's looking that up on his phone, and that's why I always recommend, especially with, you know, books like that, it's really important to keep a physical hard copy, because things can be changed on the internet, and there's no, you can have no trace of it being, but if you have the physical hard copy of the book with the year it was published, then you know when.
Hard copy proof.
Yeah, and then you can compare, okay, well, my book says this, and now the internet says this. So they are literally changing definitions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess that'll be project number 789 for me to do.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, the thing that bothers me, too, about the using the word peer and saying a jury of your peers, if we just look at the definition saying someone of equal station, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
There was nobody on Mr. Freeman's trial that was a radio host.
Nope.
There was nobody that was a radio programmer, a radio engineer, any involvement in radio whatsoever. And that's been Ian's entire career. There was no one on that jury that had anything to do with cryptocurrency at all. They were not vendors. They were not exchange operators. They were not even consumers who were familiar with cryptocurrency. In fact, they went out of their way to make sure there was no one on that jury that had anything to do with cryptocurrency whatsoever. And so to say that it was a jury of his peers, to me, it's a straight lie.
No further questions.
I empathize with your frustration there. It appeals to my common sense. Black's Law Dictionary notwithstanding.
Yeah, indeed.
You know, some of us have common sense. But my other subject was whenever anyone discusses the American tax system, I wish they would include either positive or negative criticism of the fair tax, the so-called federal sales tax, although I wonder about the constitutionality of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like it would put all the taxpayers on an equal understanding of the tax law, instead of, oh, I don't care, you know, I'm getting this credit for this, credit for that, and the other person's not. So it divides us with all the nuances and differences in amounts supposedly legally owed because of persons' different occupation or their family size or their solar panel engagement or,
yeah,
or their subsidized federal housing ownership or partnership with the federal government.
Yep.
Yeah, but the accounting lobby would never let that through. The accounting
lobby,
like,
right.
There's too much business.
And I recently suspected or got a bit of information that I won't mention names, the tax preparation agencies or lobby groups for keeping the system as complicated as it is.
Right.
Anyway, just two reflections on your interesting conversations.
Well, Stanley, we do appreciate you calling, and thank you for listening. We appreciate you. 603-283-6160. He has some good points. Let's move right along to, we've got an unscreened caller. What's your name, please?
Joe.
Hello, I'm Joe. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to give a shout-out to Gigi. She was spot on with you guys. You guys are really a cool radio show.
Hey, thanks, man.
Yeah, I mean, actually, do you guys, like, let people come into your studios or not?
I'm here.
Well, I mean,
so you're echoing. If you have your radio on, could you just turn it down or on?
No, I'm outside. Hang on a minute. Okay. I'm sorry.
Caller,
I'll try to answer your question. Allow people into the studio. Generally, you have to be invited by somebody that works or lives here.
Can you invite me?
I don't know you, so is it possible for me to invite you? Yes.
Okay.
I'm willing to do so after just having a 3-second conversation with you on the radio? Probably not.
Okay, well, we'll talk longer than 3 seconds.
Now it's been like 5 seconds, yeah. So.
What's that?
Have you ever been to New Hampshire?
No, actually, I'm going with a friend of mine. I'm unemployed right now, and he's going on a cycling thing in South Carolina, but we were going to go up the East Coast, and I told him I wanted to go to New Hampshire because of you guys.
Okay.
Right on. That's awesome.
And so we might go to Washington, D.C. I've never been there.
No.
Have all three of you been to Washington?
I have. I went on an 8th grade field trip. It was terrible.
Was it cool?
No, it wasn't.
I've only been to go to an airport. I had to fly out of New Hampshire to the West Coast, and in order to do so, I had to go further east to get a flight to go out west. So that was the only time I set foot in D.C. was just in the Dulles Airport, IAD.
Reagan?
Whatever.
Dulles or Reagan?
Dulles, yeah, I believe. IAD is the three-letter acronym.
Dulles, isn't that a town in a city in Dallas? Dulles, Texas? Dulles?
U-L-L-E-S is the name of the airport. At any rate, yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna jump things. What's the name of the group that sings your or does the come on don't
it's something Inc. No, it's
can you look it up?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I can actually hang on. It's
look it up because I like that. I mean, it almost kind of, I don't know, it's kind of punky.
Weren't they a punk
band? Yeah, it is a punk band, right?
Well, they're sort of metal-ish.
Yeah.
That 90s vibe. Oh, God. I can't remember their name, and this is the like the second time somebody has quizzed me about that, calling in, and I swore I would never forget their name again.
We should write it down.
And, yeah, we'll write it down.
Give me a crayon.
On your board.
Yeah, I will do so and let you know what it is.
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind?
Well, yeah, there was something else.
Okay, what is it?
I'm trying to think right now. My wife just woke up.
Uh-oh.
Did I wake you up? Did I? I'm sorry.
Tell her we said hi. Hi, wife.
Come on up to New Hampshire.
I'm on the radio.
It's true. Yeah, he's live nationwide.
Oh, no, she's walking away, so I might be in trouble.
Oh.
Anyway.
We don't want to get you in trouble with the wife, bro.
You'll never make it up here.
We don't want to get you in trouble with the wife.
Well, no, that's okay.
It's bad enough you're unemployed.
Yeah, yeah, but
how to go there?
Are you guys changing your format?
We actually just did.
What do you mean?
Oh, this is I thought I heard a couple weeks ago that you were changing your format or something.
We have less breaks and longer segments, so if that's what you mean by changing the format, yeah, and less advertisers.
Yeah, as far as format, like, we're still a call-in radio show, we're still all about freedom, liberty, peace, prosperity, that kind of stuff. That is not changing, but yeah, the format already changed around the first of the year, where we've actually cut half of the advertisements out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you guys get paid?
No.
Oh, man. So how do you survive in New Hampshire?
I have a job.
I have a job, too. I actually have, like, three jobs.
Yeah, technically I have two, but...
Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
So I have a job that I do, you know, work for a company. It's a work-from-home gig. And then as a secondary source of income, I do voice work. So that is, I do prompts for telephone systems. I also recently did my first audiobook.
Oh, really? What is it?
It's
plug.
It's Alu Axelman.
Yeah.
If you just go
what
to Alu Axelman, wrote a couple of books, and I'm struggling to remember the name of the book that I did.
Yeah, did you find out what the name of the band is that does your introduction?
No, I've been doing this radio show. It's only been like, okay.
I'm sorry.
That's
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
Well, I mean, I'm supposed to put you on the spot, so it's a little reverse, role reversal going on here. So I'm in swimming in unfamiliar waters. But you can just Google Elliot Axelman or Alu, A-L-U,
or
Axelman.
Liberty Block.
LibertyBlock.org. You'll find all of his work. You can find him on Amazon, too. He's over there as well.
So you
it's the name of the book.
You read his.
The name of the book is The Plague That Shall Not Be Named or something.
It
like
used
that.
To be Corona Fascism,
right.
But he had to change it because of
why?
I forget.
He got canceled somewhere.
Yeah, he got canceled.
One distributor or publisher didn't like that it was called Corona Fascism, so he had to change the title.
Oh, I didn't get the fascism part. Now I understand.
Yep.
Okay.
So now it's called The Plague That Must Not Be Questioned or something like that. And so, it was a long read. It took me quite a bit of time to complete it. That's how these things go. Professional audiobook narrators generally charge by the word. So however many words your book is, they have a set fee for that kind of a thing. And most narrators are competitive with others so that, some are.
But if you're saying the word the... 50 times. Why don't you just say it once, and I'll only buy one the, even though there's 50.
You're going to copy and paste it for,
I want the 49
5,000 times.
Yes, yes.
No, that doesn't work. You're an audio engineer, Steve.
I know.
You should know these things.
Wait, I get paid less. Keep all the thes in there.
You don't always enunciate the word the exactly the same every time you say it.
Well,
and so context matters, particularly when it comes to audiobooks. And you would totally hear the roboticness of the robot when they say the word in the same way all the time.
I can hear that on like when a robot is reading something on YouTube.
Yeah.
You can tell that it's not a human, it's an AI or something.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. Let's move right along to we've got Sarah in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I just want to bring up the fact that we have many bait cars here, and they've been catching a lot of criminals. They put out more bait cars. And
what do you mean by that?
Cars? Yeah, is this like a mousetrap? They set out some cheese, and they catch car? I don't know. How does this work? What's a bait car?
Bait cars, we have so much auto theft that we have these, they're actually police cars. And then these criminals think that it's a, that they just break in and they steal these cars and they shoplift and they do other crimes with these stolen cars, but they're actually a police car, and then they could slow them down and actually stop the car.
Is there a police officer in the trunk? That would be great.
Wouldn't that be something
surprise? Like the trunk monkey? Remember the trunk monkey?
Trunk monkey
comes out.
You know, it's amazing that they can't tell the difference, these criminals. And they have cameras inside. And I see pictures of them driving in the car, and I see them running. And but it's really good too, so that
I don't think it is good because I don't like the idea of setting people up. Right? It's like baiting them. You don't. They weren't a criminal until it's like they do the same thing with undercover police officers trying to buy or sell drugs.
Right.
They are causing a crime.
Right.
So wouldn't the cops be the true criminals for setting these people up? I mean. They didn't do anything wrong until they got baited into this situation.
Sarah?
Well, the thing is that we have so much auto theft, this is the only thing that they can do. They're only catching
some of them. Is it
the only
thing they
can do?
Okay, but Sarah, you don't even own a car, so what does it matter to you if cars are getting stolen?
Well, it's just that they take these cars and they go shoplift at other stores, and then they do other... They speed and they run traffic red lights, and then they
the horror.
All this other, and they run people over and all the rest of it stolen cars.
Is this the best solution though? Like, is this the only thing they can do to stop auto theft?
Well, I mean, what else is there? We don't have enough police. I mean, this is they're using the technology.
I'm sure there's
it's always New Mexico is a catch and release state. They have 5,000 warrants.
New Mexico's a catch and release, so when the police catch you, they release you.
Yeah.
I wish that's just for fun.
Hobby.
Sarah, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Let's move right along to unscreened caller. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hi. It's Josie from Richmond, Virginia, and I'm calling because I thought it would be important for people to know what the Chinese have done to us. The U.S., when we have flown anywhere near, and you know, this balloon thing is starting to be a little bit old news, but I did want to get the information out of what they, different things they've done to us.
Okay.
They have taken over rocks, just a rock on top of just barely on top of the ocean and made islands off of it. One of them, the Spratly, should have been owned by the Philippines because it was near the Philippines, not China. It was 8 hours, I think, from the Hong Kong and by flight. So they are building islands everywhere, and then they have taken down our airplanes. I think George Bush was maybe just starting to be elected or something very new in the job, and they took down one or two pilots, I think two of them, forced them off of an island, not on their mainland. The two pilots were flying over ocean waters, you know, the Yellow Sea or one of those. And they were captured and held in a prison for a couple of days till they managed to get a what do you call it, where the diplomats come in and smooth the whole thing over. But people have forgotten that, and that's why as an older person I thought I'd better remind people what they have done, forcing people down that are we're supposed to have free access to the airs, the air over waters, we were not over Chinese mainland or Chinese-owned land.
Yeah.
And that is what I thought would be very important, and I don't like the idea that they're getting away with making these islands. They dump sand after sand after sand until they make runway for their airplanes.
Right, an artificial island and that kind of thing. Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, and some good points there, too. You mentioned the Philippines, and I just happen to have this article that was in my show prep that we didn't bring up, but it is from the Libertarian Institute. That says the U.S. to open four new sites in the Philippines. These are military bases. They don't like to use the word military base, of course. But the U.S. to open four new sites in the Philippines as part of the pivot to Asia. This is code for preparation for war.
Mm-hmm. Well, look what the Chinese have been doing to us. And I think at least some of our Pentagon people are saying, hey, wait a minute. I mean, this particular so-called president, not voted in by votes, is absolutely so compromised to the Chinese by accepting all their millions of dollars of money through his son and so forth. I mean, this is like, I'm wondering if we can fire a president who's doing a bad job.
No.
I'd say treasonous when they're working for the other side.
They all do a bad job.
No, it's a great question, Josie, because you can't, like everybody likes to say, oh, the government works for us and we're their boss. No, it's not true because you can't fire anybody. Just try and get your local parks department head fired. You can't do it. It's just not possible. Steve, did you have something to add?
Oh, I was going to ask Josie, what station are you listening to us on?
I'm listening on the Richmond, Virginia station.
WJFN. WJFN.
John Frederick's radio.
Sounds right.
JFN. John okay. Frederick's network.
All right.
Yep. All right. He's a good man. He tries to get the truth out and uses Godzilla for his advertising.
Hey, Josie, we appreciate you. Thank you for the call tonight. Just to expand upon this, it says Washington and Manila are close to inking an agreement that would see four new American installations, a.k.a. military
installations,
open in the Philippines. The new sites are part of a U.S. military buildup in the Indo-Pacific to prepare for war with China.
Wow.
According to the Washington Post, negotiations are ongoing, but a deal between Manila and Washington is nearing completion. Once inked, American forces are expected to have new sites at four Philippines bases. Two of the new facilities will be located in Luzon. In the northern half, the military sites are expected to be used in a future war between Washington and Beijing and could give the U.S. forces a strategic position from which to mount operations. So, we are out of time. Thank you to all of our callers. If you didn't get on the air tonight, please give us a call back on another night, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 days a week. We are here at Free Talk Live. Thank you, Nikki. Thank you, Steve.
Thanks,
Classic.
Captain. Thanks, Captain.
Thanks to all of our listeners, all of our callers. Visit freetalklive.com for the archives. And peace.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.